paragraph Vav, now Rav Nosson Zal again switches to speaking about Nida, the laws of Nida, as it pertains to our discussion. V'zeh b'chinas isur Nida. What we've been learning till now is tied into the whole topic of Nida, a woman in that state of impurity, when she has her cycle. Because Rabbein Zal explains over there in Likutei Moharan that the way that a person draws these makifin inside his head is by purifying the seven candles, the seven openings of the head. And Rabbein Zal says over there that this is the concept of Sheva Brachas, that a chosn and kala, when they get married, they're making a whole new beginning on life. Till that point, they were kids, they were children. Now they're becoming a different level of adults, taking on all kinds of new responsibilities and having to address things that they knew nothing about before. Paying bills, an electric bill, a phone bill, a this bill, ordering this, ordering that, furnishing a house. We're talking about just on the Gashmi level, besides the Ruch, all the Ruchnius levels. So Rabbein Zal says that's the concept of the Shivas Yemei Amishta, the Sheva Brachas, where we have these special Sudois and Divrei Torah spoken then, and all the whole Avoida of the Shivas Yemei Amishta is in order that the Chosen should be able to draw inside his brain these makifin that he needs to be able to live this next part of his life correctly. Ayin Shom, look over there in Torah Chof Aleph, where Rabbein Zal speaks about this. Rabbein Zal mentions the chuppah, where the kala goes around the chosen seven times. That's this makifin. That's these makifin. She's going around and around, making him realize that this is the time that he's drawing these makifin inside his head to become pnimiyim. Hayinu al pianal, based on what we were saying before. Ki ikar mitzvas hoyloda sabonim hu bishvil lahamshech hamakifin anal midor ledor. Because the main reason for bringing children into the world is to be able to draw makifin, new makifin, and make them into pnimiyim. And to do that, to pass that on from generation to generation. This Seichel Dikdusha, this awareness of Hashem, to be able to pass it on from parent to child. And again, as the child develops, when the child is in yeshiva, he's learning on a certain level. He's drawing the makifin and turning them into pnimiyim. When he gets married, he crosses a certain line where it's a completely different league of Hasogas HaMakifin, a completely different league of understanding Hashem and of serving Hashem. This is the main reason for the whole ceremony of the chuppah and the yichud of the chosn and kala. This is all this concept. The chuppah is again makifin. A chuppah is like a sukkah. It's a covering. It's makifin. They're being made aware that this is now you're going into a new phase in this most important activity of your life, which is Hasogas HaMakifin. V'alkein tzrichin shivas yimei amishta keneged shivas haneiros kanal. That's why we need 7 days of Sheva Brochas corresponding to the shivas haneiros. Shal yodom masigin hamakifin, through which a person is zoiche to attain the makifin. Ki kol ikra chasana v'achupo hu b'shvil hamshochas hamakifin shem ikra das kanal. Because the whole reason for getting married and the chuppah and is drawing makifin, which is the ikar das of the person. The main das of the person is not the simple things that everybody knows. It's the new things. It's the new things that they're learning on a constant basis. It's a higher awareness of Hashem, of Yiddishkeit. Ki hazivug hu bechinas das. Because we know the whole concept of marriage, the union between husband and wife, is a concept of das. Kamei shekosev, as the pasuk says, vayeda ha'odom eschavo ishtoi. When the Torah describes the union between husband and wife, it's called das. Ki ha'hoylodo nimshach mimokoim govoya mo'id. Because birth, bringing a child into the world, comes from a very high place. Shenis oirin hamoichin lemalo lemalo ad shoirish kol hanishamais, whereby we activate the moichin that are on the top floor in a very, very high spiritual place, which reaches up to the origin of where all Jewish souls are. And that's from where the birth, the bringing a child into the world comes from. Just like we know the seed, the zera itself, originates from the brain, right? On a physical level, the zera originates from the brain. On a spiritual level, the neshama that we want to draw into the world, we have to go upstairs, a few million floors up, to reach up to a very high place of moichin, which is where the neshamas are, to draw a neshama down, to bring a new neshama down. Shekol zehu bechinas hamshochas hamakifin. These are all examples of hamshochas hamakifin, of drawing makifin. Shehu hamshochas hadas milamala, which is the concept of drawing das milamala mala, from very high place. Until it enters into and shines in the brain of the person in this physical world. That's the main thing. The main accomplishment is not that the das should stay upstairs on the 600th floor, but rather to bring it down, for a human being to bring down that das and to achieve it while he's physically in this world. Because Hashem wants us in this physical world to get to know Him, to get to realize the existence of Hashem and the greatness of Hashem. That's the main pleasure of Hashem, and that's the main greatness of Hashem. The fact that the Malachim know about Hashem isn't such a big deal. The fact that Hashem is known in the Olam HaAtzilus and the Olam HaBriya isn't such a big deal. When Hashem can be recognized downstairs, all the way down here in the Olam HaAsiya, that's a very big deal. In this place where there's Bechira and Tuma and Hashem, and a person can say down here that there's Hashem, just like in the example that we bring always about Yisroi, when somebody like Yisroi, who was all the way downstairs in the sub-basement, he had worshipped all the different idols, and the Torah says that when he said, I recognize Hashem, that made the biggest splash of all time. The Pope who had worshipped all the idols, when he said, I believe in Hashem, I recognize Hashem, that made the biggest splash. So too, on a general level, when we talk about human beings in this physical world, the greatest honor and glory to Hashem is when He's acknowledged downstairs over here in Asiya, in Malchus. Malchus is the Lord, the world, the place where we crown Hashem as King, is down here. That's the most important place. Kayadua umuva mokamachar, as is known and as discussed in other places in our writings. V'alkein kol nisoyo in hodom ubichirosoy tluya bezoy sataiva. And it's for this reason that the whole test of a Jew in this world, the most important test of a Jew and a human being in this world, and where he has the most free choice, is regarding this desire, this issue of men, the relationship between male and female, men and women. Because Hashem always creates an equal and opposite force so that there should be free choice. Whenever there's 6 million watts of good light, there has to be 6 million watts of darkness, in order that there's a balance and that the human beings are faced with a situation that we have free choice to choose this or this. They look quite similar. They look very similar, and you have to make the choice between right and wrong. And the main test of bechira, of free choice, is as it pertains to the concept of yediya, to this fact that on one hand Hashem knows everything, Hashem knows in advance everything it's going to be, and despite that, there's free choice. That's where the main Bechira comes in. The fact that we can't understand that, and it's tough luck. Despite the fact that we don't understand it, the Torah tells us that's the way it is, that Hashem knows everything in advance, and yet you and I have free choice to do whatever, to do right or wrong, and that's the biggest nachas to Hashem, the fact that we have this free choice. When we make the right choice, that's the greatest respect for Hashem that could be. Ukomei sheshamati mipiv hakodesh beloshen zeh. Rav Nosson says, as I heard clearly from Rabbi Nazal's mouth, he said the following words. Shezeh yefsher lahasig eich habechiroi hi betoich hayidiyah ba'atzmoi. This is something that human beings can't understand, how the Bechira is inside the Yediyah. V'alkein bo'eis shetzrichen lahamshich das. And therefore, whenever a human being has to draw a new das, has to learn something new, shom ikar ha-Bechira. That's where there's free choice. The Bechira is regarding Yediyah, whether you choose to understand, to learn, or not to learn, to understand or not to understand. Just like the Gemara says in the beginning of Sota, La'olam ein adam choyte elim keinichnas boi ruach shtus, that sins reflect lack of brains, lack of sechel. When a person's fully aware, fully conscious of what they're doing, they're not going to do something stupid. When a person does something wrong, we say, hey, idiot, what'd you do that for? Why'd you do something so stupid, so silly? So that the difference between good and bad, right and wrong, is in this issue of yediyah. The bechira, the choice between good and bad, is in yediyah. When a person's brain is on, when they're thinking clearly, they're making the right choices, the right decisions. When a person makes the wrong choice, they weren't thinking clearly at the time. V'alkein kol tzidkas v'yishras hatzadikim v'aksherim hu al yedei hadas shemamshichim b'gdusha b'tara b'emes b'muna. And this is why the whole righteousness and goodness of the tzadikim and the truly religious people, it comes from the das that they draw upon themselves with holiness and purity, with emes and emuna. Because they're careful not to cross the line, not to go out of bounds, to enter into questions or philosophical thoughts or discussions of things that we can't resolve right now, things we can't understand right now. Because they realize that these paradoxes can't be understood now. They can't be solved right now. Because they are part of the type of Sechel HaMakif which we can't bring inside of our brain in this physical world now. No way. But rather, these tzaddikim and these good people, what they do is they draw all the das, they learn all the things that you're allowed to learn, that you can learn, that you can understand. They try to master everything that the person is supposed to learn and understand. Shaydeze zoichen lahakir es Hashem Yisborach kefi madregosom be'emes be'muna shlema. And by living that way, they're zoiche to come to get to realize and be fully aware of Hashem on their level, with emes and emuna shlema, umamshich madas midor ledor, and they're even privileged to pass on this knowledge and this awareness from generation to generation, to pass it on to their children, to their students, and so on and so forth. Shezeh ho'ikar kanal, and that's the main thing. Aval harishoim, whereas the wicked people, the Gemara, this is an expression in the Gemara. He behaves like a Zimri, and he wants to be rewarded like Pinchas. The Rishonim do all kinds of sins. They live a life of sin. And then they want to put on the three-piece suit and the tie and comb their hair and walk into the university, and he wants to play professor. And he wants to understand everything. And if he don't understand it, it ain't. If he don't understand religion, then religion isn't. And religion is wrong. It don't exist. It's false. It's fake. It's phony. Because he can't understand it. With his scientific thought and with everything he studied in his life and everything, if it doesn't make sense to him or if he can't understand it fully, it's gone. This person who acts like an animal, who behaves like an animal, who follows all of his animalistic instincts when it comes to food, money, women, all of those kinds of things. These people do not purify the seven openings of their head whatsoever. They look at all kinds of things a person shouldn't be looking at. They say all kinds of bad things they're not supposed to. They eat what they're not supposed to. They listen. They mess up the seven openings of the head totally. They intentionally look at things that a person shouldn't be looking at. And they want to understand the questions and the paradoxes that the Torah tells us people can't understand in this physical world. And as a result of that, when they see that they can't understand it, they move away from Hashem, they become distant from Hashem, and they come to major denial of Hashem, atheism, to the point where they mess up the hundreds or thousands of people that follow them, and are trapped in their traps, like a bird who gets caught in a trap. As this terrible tragedy, as we know about this tragedy, Befrat Badoirois Halolo, especially in our generations, Rav Nosson Zal says. During his time is when the reform movement was starting in the Ashkenazic world, in the early 1800s. That was when things were starting to take off. You were having these people who were moving away from faith in Hashem, from faith in Torah Sheba'al Peh, and were trying to get all of Klal Yisrael to study secular wisdom, secular knowledge, to assimilate with the non-Jews, to look like them, to dress like them, to speak their languages. V'alkein ikar hanisoyen hu b'hatay v'hanal. And this is why the main test of a person in this life, in this world, is regarding this specific taiva related to women. Because when we want to bring children into the world, we have to activate the das on all different levels. We have to turn on all the lights. That's where birth, that's where the child comes from das. Vayeda odom eschavo ishto, it says. Vatahar, she became pregnant, vatelet bein. The whole concept of bringing children in the world comes from das. Ukemoikein misoyer neged ze chora shel eitz hadas toivora. And therefore, opposing this das of Kedusha, we have the negativity, the bad side of the eitz hadas toivora. We have the ra aspect of the eitz hadas. Shemishom kol chamimus hayetzahara. That's where the whole passion of the yetzahara comes from. Again, it's coming from the bad, the wrong kind of das, a bad type of das. Ki tnuois hasechel moilid choim. Because Rabbeinu Zal says in that chapter in the Keturah Torah Chof Aleph that we know in physics, we're told, that movement generates heat. As something's moving, you get it to turn quickly, you know, it generates heat. So Rabbeinu Zal says there, according to how quickly a person's brain is moving, the more a person gets his brain moving, thinking and learning, that generates the warmth in the heart. That generates warmth or heat in the heart. When a person wants to daven or serve Hashem with his slavos, with fire, with the passion, Rabbein Azal says, study Torah. Learn a lot of Torah. Get your brain moving. The more your brain is moving, we know sometimes when a person's freezing, they were just out in the cold and they come inside, they want to warm up a little. What do? They dance around a little. They jump up and down a little because they know that's how you warm up. That's how you thaw out and warm up. Movement generates heat. And especially tnuos hasechel. Ukemoi shall yidei tnuos hasechel bigdusha noilad choim lehischamim uleslav lashem isporach perishbe shall have esko. Just like when a person moves his sechel with holiness, when a person learns Torah and learns and thinks about good kosher things, that generates a warmth and a passion to serve Hashem with fire, to serve Hashem, to daven and to do mitzvahs with passion, with fire, tremendous fire of holiness. So too, when a person turns on the wrong kind of das, when a person's studying the wrong kind of things, they're using the das in a wrong way, they're drawing from the ra of the Eitz HaDas Tevora, that generates also heat. That generates the warmth of the Sitra Achra, the warmth of the Eitz Sahara. Shemishom Chamimus HaTaiva Kanal, which is where the whole passion, this whole concept of this passion for women, this whole desire for women comes from there. Ki haklipa kodmo lepri, because the rule is always that the husk precedes the fruit. The bad comes before the good. The darkness comes before the light. Vayihi erev, vayihi voiker yoyim echod. So if we're talking about das digdusha, generating this fire of kedusha, you need to know that there's a das of a sitra achra that generates a fire of the sitra achra. And the other one usually comes first. The other one comes at the person first. V'alkein roiv ho'ilam eino margishim rak hachamimus shel hataiva shenimshach michet odom rishon shepogam yetzadas toivara. And this is why the majority of the world doesn't know about davening with passion, learning Torah with passion. They do know about the desire for women, that's an issue of passion, that they know. Because the klipa comes before the fruit, the ra comes before the good, the darkness comes before the light. V'alkein be'emes shom ikar hamilchama v'hanisoyon v'hatziruf k'yadua. And that's why this is the main battle and the main test of a Jew, and this is the main thing that purifies a Jew. The more a person succeeds in this area, this is what bumps him up from level to level. Ki habechira hi bayidia, because as we said, the main free choice is when it comes to yidia, das, shemishom ikra hazivug v'achibur anal. And das is the union of husband and wife, of male and female, bigdusha, when it's being done bigdusha. When a person has the wrong kind of das, a person studying philosophy, thing they're delving into things they're not supposed to delve into, that kind of stuff, or secular knowledge that's unnecessary, the more a person delves into that, the more that turns on the chamimus of the sitra achra, the warmth of the etzahara. V'zeh bechinas isur nida. Based on what we've been learning here, we're going to be able to understand the concept of a woman being forbidden to her husband during certain periods when she sees a flow of blood. Kidam nidois nimshach mehora shel eitz hadas, because this blood of nida originates from the negative side of the eitz hadas, which was called toivora, good and bad. Sheoz niskalolo chava be'etzev tel dibonim, as a result of chava eating from the eitz hadas and giving Adam Arishon to eat from the eitz hadas, Hashem issued a curse be'etzev tel dibonim. With difficulty, you will give birth to children. And one aspect of this difficulty, Shehein Bechinas Dam Nidois, Kamaisham Rabbi Senazal. One aspect of this difficulty, the Gemara says, is this whole concept of Dam Nida. V'alkein Oz Osur Hazivug Legamri. And it's for this reason that relations between husband and wife is forbidden completely during the time that she is Nida. Ki oz yefsher lahamshich ha'hoylodo me'adas digdusha b'shum oifen. Because when she's in that state, they cannot bring about a birth that's going to be coming from holy das, from a das of kedusha whatsoever. V'ze b'chinas shivas yomim tia b'nidosa. And this is why the Torah says that the woman is in this state of nida for 7 days. Keneged b'chinas shivas haneiroi sanal. Corresponding to the 7 candles that we learned about earlier. That when there's a hoilodo, when you want to be moiled moichen, when you want to generate new sechel, new das, part of the process required a purification of the 7 candles. The 7 openings of the face. Shehein b'chinas shivas yimei amishta shel achupa, which is also the reason behind the 7 days of celebration that a husband and wife celebrate right after they get married. The Sheva Bracha, says it's known. Sheikar kedusha sahoylodo al yodom, whereby the main holiness that's going to go into the children that they're going to produce comes from those shivas yimei amishta, from that Sheva Brachas. V'alkein tzrichin lahamtin shivas yomim. And this is why when the woman is in the state of nida, we have to wait 7 days. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, by metzoira, by people who have different types of impurity, tisoger shivas yomim, to be locked up for 7 days, to be off limits for 7 days. V'oz niteres al yidei tefila b'mikvamayim daika. And then after counting the 7 days, the purification is finalized by her dipping in a mikveh of water, specifically. Kal yidei tvila, hatvila b'mayim, nimshach oleho hatahara, mibichinas hashiva koilois, she'omar dover alamayim. Because by dipping in water, the woman draws upon herself the purity that comes from the 7 screams that Dover HaMelech screamed over water. As the Gemara says on the Kapitel in Tehillim, Hovul Hashem b'nei elim, Hovul Hashem kovid voiz, Koil Hashem alamoyim, Kela kovid hirim al kamayim rabim, Koil Hashem bakoyach, Koil Hashem behodor, the 7 koilos. Shehem b'chinas tzo'okoy sanal. This corresponds to the screams that we learned about earlier that are needed to be moiled moichin. B'chinas tzakas hayoledes, the screams of the woman giving birth, She'al yodom moiliden hamoichin. That's what gives birth to moichin. That's what gives birth to new seichel, new das. Kemoi shemavor ba'toyranal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Chof Aleph.